Excuse me. Next case is 11,584. And that's Mr. Kelly. Mr. Mills, you want to take this one under advisement?
Yeah, I figured it would be another one that.
This is one with the garage.
That we wouldn't respond on right away. Probably want to discuss.
Yep.
A lot going on the property.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we've approved anything that big or close or whatever. Start out the primary concern with storage, but then we need a, you know, garage for a car.
It's going to be on the front property line, correct?
Mm-hmm.
A foot away.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have the two other variances for the deck and the
HVAC. The porch.
Porch.
Or the landing.
Yeah.
Deck, landing, and HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at it, he's got, on the other side where the drive is, he's got 18.6 feet.
Yeah, he could put the garage that way.
Mm-hmm. May not want to put it on the front of his house, but.
But he could.
There's no lot coverage requirements in there now.
Not for this property now.
Because it's, yeah.
It's a subdivision lot, not a manufactured home lot.
Right.
In a park.
Was there no previous variances on the deck, the HVAC, and that kind of thing?
There was a variance on this same lot granted in 2000. It was case number 7112. For the side and rear.
So that would have side been rear. That would have been the deck and the all that.
I'm assuming so. I didn't pull the application, but it was in the record of the printout shows us that there were variances granted for side and rear on that lot.
The minutes that were in the packet, Mr. Lang, indicates that it was a 5-foot variance from the south side setback for the dwelling, and a 5-foot variance from the rear setback for dwelling as well.
So wasn't the HVAC and all that?
No, okay. It looks to me from looking at the survey, the house is 5 feet from the, where's north? Yeah, it looks like the house is 5 feet from the south side yard setback.
So what was it, 10 foot then?
yeah, well, it's 5 feet from it. It, you know, it should have been 10 feet. And they had gotten a variance, so that would have.
In 2000, that was the change from considering Cape Windsor a manufactured home park because they were deeded parcels in fee simple was done between, I can't remember the actual year, 88 or early 90, when we realized that there were so many variances being considered for lot coverage, separation between units, and it was actually it was not a mobile home park, it was a subdivision.
Right.
So we announced that it was a subdivision, and we reduced the number of applications by about 50%.
But
now we get them because they're building larger structures than typical in the manufactured home or the double wide or the Nanticoke home that went in there several times.
What is considered the rear here, the side of the street or the lagoon?
Lagoon's the rear.
So
the front's considered the street.
It appears the house is 22 plus feet from the lagoon. What was the setback, 30?
The setback on the rear, on the lagoon side?
In the minutes from 2000, it was 20.
It is 5 feet
from the rear. And if you look at the dwelling and then the porch, the edge of that porch is 15.1 feet from the property line.
It's covered.
So my
must be covered.
Yeah, my guess is that was probably what they had gotten a variance without seeing the
right.
Yeah, the front is considered the street.
Right, okay.
The street is a 5-foot setback because we established the average at that time when we can change it to a subdivision because
right.
That was a setback in the park and almost everything was already improved. and the rear yard became 20 because of the AR.
Right.
Size became 10 to conform to the undersized lot.
Now, you mentioned parking. Is there any parking restrictions or, there's no parking as far as the code goes?
No, it's a non-conforming lot.
Okay. So the proposed garage of 24 by 12, how many parking spaces will that take place?
The proposed, well, typically a dwelling would require two parking spaces. But, and again, it's a non-conforming lot, so in some cases there may not be room to put two cars. In this case, they've got adequate room to the next to lot 44, and the driveway already exists there, and they're proposing a garage in the front yard setback in front of the house.
Where they would probably park a vehicle anyway.
Where they would park a vehicle anyway, right. Typically. Because the Cape window, I don't believe, allows parking on the street, according to previous testimony.
Or it's the deck. How high is it going to be? If it's on the ground, it's illegal, right? It can be
6 inches.
6 inches is on 6 inches above the ground, we
or
won't allow.
It can encroach five feet into the setback if
at the
it's
first
floor level.
Right.
Mr. Workman, the survey says the deck height varies from 6 inches to 1 foot above vegetation grade.
Oh, okay. So the deck is fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get a variance on that deck at all.
No, they did. They do because it goes above 6 inches.
Above it, yes.
No, you can't.
But they're not asking for that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're asking for that.
Oh, they are asking for that.
Yeah, in that top left corner.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So they're asking for a 10-foot variance, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
For that, the landing.
I don't know. Is that deck at the finish for?
No, it can only encroach 5 feet. So it couldn't.
Either way, it still needs a setback or variance.
Right.
The setback, the amount of variance depends on the height of the deck.
If it was the first floor level, it could be 10 feet, but it has to be.
You still ask for
you could
a variance.
Go 5 feet from the line.
5 feet from the line. We still need a variance.
But it's to the line, and it's above 6 inches, so it needs a variance.
Right.
And those structures, he testified, were there when he bought
right.
it. So
that's correct.
What
we picked up was trying to, he's applied for the garage, but we're house cleaning it, just a word, but house cleaning what the other setbacks that we found in reviewing the application survey.
But what I understand is zero variance, right? It's right on the line. Everything's on the line.
Correct. The mm-hmm. landing and the deck to the rear and the side are on the property.
On the property line.
Zero would be the setback. The variance would be 10.
Yes.
10 to get a zero.
Because, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So hopefully if it ever needs repair or maintenance, that they're in good standing with the neighbor.
With the neighbor, yeah, definitely, yeah. That was all there
right.
when he bought it, right?
Right.
Yep.
Correct. Right.
That's what he stated.
Yeah.
It was.
You know, I got no problem with those things. The proposed garage, I don't recall seeing anything like that that we've approved before. I certainly don't want to set precedent for that.
He's got a shed there, so he can put another shed up front again. He's still got the parking. And it's up to him. He wants to drive a car back and forth. He got it so he can leave it there, he said. Yeah.
There was an application months ago
that
we looked at, and it was originally going to be attached, and then it was separated and came back before us again.
Right.
After you asked for more information. I don't remember the application. We'd have to figure out which one it was. It was several months ago.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it was not zero.
No.
Or not one. I don't believe it was one. It could have been.
I don't think so either.
I'd have to look for it. That would be fun.
I've just passed down some of the photos that the applicant submitted to.
I thought that we denied that.
No, I just can't remember. I never remember. That was an application. And the issue was it was attached and then it was detached and had to have a separation in between or vice versa. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. I think we did need that one, John.
Mm-hmm. I think so. We really do. You want to let him check in on that then, just for action until next week. Let Lawrence check into it then.
Well,
you can do that with.
I wouldn't mind more time to think about it.
Well, they won't defer action on it then until next meeting. I would, brother.
So, y'all good with that?
You good with that?
Motion table to our next regular meeting.
Okay. I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,584 to our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 11,000, by vote of 40-0.
11,000.
Man, it's getting late. Case number 11,584 is tabled until our next regular meeting, June the 22nd. Okay, the next case is case number